Greetings, lovely listeners. Today, I'm going to guide you through a Meet a Spirit Guide meditation. Now, you may want to play your own music alongside this recording because my meditation does not have music. So feel free to pause and grab your device now to play music. Also, I suggest a dim-lit room and to be sitting down with your attention completely on this meditation, of course, in a comfortable position, all right? And remember, the most important thing or aspect about a meditation to meet a guide or past life regression is just to trust what you experience with every seeing, feeling, and knowing, all right? And we are going to get started. Begin to get comfortable in your chair and relax your body. Close your eyes and silence the mind. All I want you to think about is your breathing and bringing it to a nice steady pace. With each inhale, become aware of the body, and with each exhale, relax the body more and more. Continue to breathe in, aware, and out, relax. Breathing and breathing, relaxing more and more with each breath you take, and with each exhale. Become aware of the essence that is you within, turning your attention and awareness to your solar plexus located just beneath the stomach, between the heart and the hips. Bring your awareness to this place in your body, relaxing into this space. Relaxing into the inner peace and stillness that is you. And as you're relaxing into this space, in your mind's eye, you see in your solar plexus a beautiful flame of beautiful sapphire blue color spark and ignite. This beautiful blue flame is the essence that is you, the divine light inside of you. And now it begins to grow larger and larger with each breath you take. Breathe in, see the blue flame, breathe out, watch it grow. In your mind's eye, you see it growing and growing, larger and larger within you. This beautiful blue sapphire color growing larger and larger gently until it begins to fill your body. Seeing it in your mind and feeling this gentle blue energy fill the body. And as it grows and grows, it now gently reaches out just past your physical body into the room, reaching out farther and farther from the body, spreading this the most magnificent deep blue color you can imagine. As you continue to breathe and this blue light expands from your solar plexus out through the body, out into the room, it gently fills the whole space now, the whole room. It is natural. This is not hard work. You are relaxed in this expansive blue, deeply relaxing color energy. you now begin to realize that in this beautiful deep blue space that you've created with your energy, that is this beautiful sapphire color, you begin to realize now that it is the depth and beauty of an ocean. This blue energy around you now becomes a beautiful ocean, an ocean abyss that you are now part of and one with and blended with. You are relaxed and at peace. Breathing is not a hindrance. We are one with the ocean energetically, while still present in our physical body. In your mind's eye, see your body and your energy in this blue light flooding out from you into this ocean. Know that you are one and relaxed. And as you become aware of the depth of the ocean you're in, you begin to look around and see what's around you in the depth of this ocean with these sapphire waters. You relax more and more and gently feel the shift of your energy as it moves and flows with the ebb and flow of the gentle movement and breath of the ocean depth. And in your mind's eye, you begin to see and look forward into these beautiful sapphire waters. And as you're looking forward into this deep blue, you begin to see a shape forming, a shape of a man or a woman that is gently swimming or floating towards you from far away in these blue waters, taking form as they swim closer and closer to you. Gently swimming closer and closer, coming into focus more and more. And this is your spirit guide swimming up to meet you. Trust. What do you see in this blue abyss? Who is swimming up to you? Is it a man or a woman, or maybe one of the beautiful, magnificent sea creatures? Maybe it is an animal who lives on land. Trust. And as this spirit guide swims up to you gently, closer and closer until they come to rest and float gently in front of you, you look into their eyes and begin to know something about them. Your spirit guide takes their hands and rests them on your shoulders, or gently comes in close for a hug if it's an animal. And as you touch, you feel the essence of that personality, that emotion, that trait that they want to share with you today. How do they feel to you? Are they strong, stoic, gentle, maternal, paternal, tough and distanced, warm and close, wise or young, playful, serious? And as you feel the spirit guide right by you, their hands on you or snuggling in, you then become aware that they urge you to follow them as they swim away into the deep blue sapphire abyss. And you trust them, and you know they are taking you on a journey to unfold a time in their life that was important, a time in their life that they lived. And as you float and swim gently, almost as if they're pulling you, it's so easy. You surrender and enjoy the gentle pull of your spirit guide leading you into a story, to a place where the story will happen and unfold. And as you swim and swim through these waters, relaxed and at peace, and trusting your guide, you begin to notice that there are lights ahead in this water. And the lights are shining down from high above onto a structure. It may be a house, it may be a hut, it may be an undersea city. But the light shines and reveals a place, a structure that the spirit guide wants to share with you from the time in their life they lived and the wisdom that they bring to you today from this space and this space. Your spirit guide swims you closer and closer to this house or structure or space. And in the next minute or two, you will be in silence with your spirit guide as they show you around and tell you a story from that time in their life. And the story begins now in those minutes of silence. Feel free to pause the recording if you need more time for this story to unfold from your spirit guide. And now the time of the storytelling from your spirit guide is coming to an end. They've shown you around in this deep blue abyss of the ocean, a place that was familiar to them in a past life, that is connected to the essence of the personality or emotion they shared with you in the beginning when you first met. And they unfolded that in a memory that they've just shared with you in this life. Journey that they've taken you on. And gently your spirit guide now pulls you out of this location, out of this space, out of this house or hut or time in their life, and you begin to swim away from it, away from the lights that illuminate it, away, away, back into the beautiful deep blue abyss, swimming into the unknown as your spirit guide gently pulls you through this. Farther and farther, swimming and swimming together, until your spirit guide gently stops swimming and you stop with them, and you turn to face each other. And this is where your spirit guide thanks you and leaves you with a term of endearment or message. And as they finish this message that you will receive or may have received through a seeing or feeling or knowing, they turn around and swim away, swimming and swimming, farther and farther away into the beautiful sapphire blue ocean. You are at peace and grateful. As the spirit guide now has disappeared into the ocean depth, you now become aware that your time with the ocean in these sapphire blue waters is at an end. And you gently feel the waves and the ocean, the flow, the ebb and flow of the water that you're a part of. You gently feel it start to lessen around you. Lightening, lessening, gently shifting back into the energy, the blue energy that is connected to you, your solar plexus. The water and ocean is gone. You are now in that expanded space of blue, sapphire blue energy. And as you become aware of your breathing, you realize that the blue energy now is getting smaller and smaller from the room it fills. With each inhale, become aware of the energy. And with each exhale, feel that gentle blue sapphire energy come back in closer and closer to you, your physical body, smaller and smaller, closer and closer, coming into you, touching the physical body, exterior barrier, surpassing that and going now within, in the body, gently smaller and smaller, coming back to rest into the solar plexus. The blue energy now is that gentle, soft and subtle sapphire blue flame that we saw in the beginning. As you see this sapphire blue gentle flame in your solar plexus, become aware of your breathing and your body on the chair, your feet on the floor, your arms resting. Become aware of your mind and your head and your neck. Wiggle your toes and your fingers and move your neck from side to side. Breathe, and as you begin to feel your full physical body, that sapphire blue flame gently, gently is distinguished or extinguished. And you can open your eyes when you're ready. And breathe. And relax. And that concludes the Meet a Spirit Guide meditation. I hope you enjoyed it. You know, you can get apps if it's too slow, if you want it faster, if you want it slower. You can, you know, change up my voice speed if you want. I am in the place in the U.S. where we have a tendency to sometimes talk a little bit slower. So feel free to modify this if you like. This is my ocean spirit guide meditation. I have another one that takes place in a forest. I'll be sharing that at some point in the future, but I hope you enjoyed it. And remember, trust. Trust with what you saw. The man, the woman, the animal, right? The creature. We can see all sorts of different things that want to speak to us. Whether you believe a spirit guide is a completely different soul from your own, or a higher, just another aspect of your own soul reflecting to your mind another time that it lived, or it can be an animal, whatever it is, there's a message and it's meaningful. And just like our loved ones in spirit, we get who we get when we see a medium because of where we're at. Your spirit guide is who you get based on where you're at in life. So they should have delivered a message that really pulls at your heartstrings and touches you one way or another with something very relevant in your life or a relevant situation very close to you in your life. I hope you enjoyed, listeners. Thank you. Talk next time.